Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.
Yes, she is an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine. And our very good friend here at Radio MD, Dr. Holly Lucille, is with us to talk about matcha green tea and the benefits for better health. Tell us about matcha green tea. What is that?
Well, here, first let me tell you, I'm a big advocate of using your beverage as your medicine. I mean, why not, right? We've all got to stay hydrated. We all like to drink this, that, and the other thing. But why can't it be medicinal? And I think that that's one of the best principles that I live by, is I always use my beverage as my medicine. I take different herbs, make a big tea of it, drink it throughout the day. It's amazing for whatever I'm going through, or if I just want healthy skin. But matcha green tea, it's that fine powder green tea. It tastes a lot like green tea, regular green tea that you brew. But here's the deal with that green powder, the matcha part. It has 137 times more antioxidants than the regular brewed green tea. So basically, one cup of matcha green tea equals 10 cups of that regularly brewed green tea in terms of its nutritional content. So it is completely packed with nutrients.
Wow. Now, so what is it? Is it just condensed? Because I'm drinking a glass of green tea right now, Dr. Holly, but is it really, really condensed down into this powder so it's super condensed? And where
Absolutely.
Do we find it? How much do you use? Give us all that stuff.
It's a fine powder. It's native to Japan. And honestly, because it has such a high ORAC value, the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, meaning it's so high in antioxidants, you can really get away with just drinking a cup a day. I mean, I've got this great little restaurant called Hugo's down the street, and they have a green tea matcha latte. So you can get any type of milk, soy, almond, you name it. But it's so amazing because it's very, very tasty. It's warm, and a cup really does the job.
So you can drink one cup, and how does it taste? You said it's tasty and warm, but some people don't actually like the taste of green tea. So that's, you know, kind of a thing right there.
Well, it is a thing, but you know what I say? Because of how it is loaded with antioxidants and also catechins, okay, they are these super, super duper antioxidants. They are the most potent. They're the most beneficial. I say get over it. I say use your beverage as your medicine. It does taste a little bit like green tea, but when you use it in a latte form and you can add maybe a natural sweetener like stevia with a little bit of warm, any type of milk, it really can be very palatable.
Wow. You know, it wouldn't even be something that I would have thought of. Is it expensive? Because sometimes these supplements, Dr. Holly, are a little bit expensive. Is this one that we will spend the money and realize a difference from? Will we feel different from it?
You know, a lot of people are into making shakes in the morning or with their Vitamix or smoothies or what have you. So you know what I do? I know green tea supplements can be expensive. Mountain Rose Herbs is a great website. You can go and I actually order my own organic matcha green tea powder. And this also hides the taste. I throw it in a teaspoon right into my smoothie in the morning, into my Vitamix with my frozen blueberries, with my little handful of kale and whatever else is going to, you know, turn in the refrigerator from my produce. And I just throw it right in there. So it covers it up. It's in there. It's getting in my body. You can use your beverage as your medicine, but you can also use that morning smoothie to make it very nutrient dense.
I heard that it can improve cholesterol. So tell us about that.
Well, yeah, there's actually been studies on different populations that have shown people who drink this matcha green tea on a regular basis have lower levels of what we now, you know or come to know as bad cholesterol. There's really no bad or good cholesterol. It's all about the ratio. And at the same time, having those higher levels of those good protective HDL cholesterol. You know, the other thing I want to say about green tea is a lot of people's like, I don't really do caffeine, or caffeine makes me jittery. There's actually a component, it's an amino acid that's actually contained in green tea called L-theanine. And I use L-theanine sort of as a naturopathic Xanax throughout the day. And drinking matcha green tea, not only loaded with supercharged antioxidants, but it actually can induce calm.
Wow. that's really something. And so if we're drinking this and we mix it up with things, then we can not only get this cholesterol benefit and the antioxidant, but we can get, you know, that calming effect. And what about a detox? Because they used to, you know, they say that green tea is a good cleanser.
Yep. One of the things that it does best is the removal of heavy metals. And we come in contact with environmental toxins each and every day. And the metal part of that have a big, huge affinity for our tissues. They just like to get stuck in our tissues and really cause havoc on our health. And so drinking matcha green tea daily, you've kind of got a daily detox, or I always say a constant cleanse. You know, we live in this world. It's modern day. It's industrialized. We're coming in contact sometimes passively with all these environmental toxins. Why don't you do something every day to just offset that? Why don't you just do that? Because we know it's out there. We know, I mean, shoot, living in Los Angeles, I take a great hike, but I get to the top of the mountain and I look at the air that I've been breathing and it makes me shudder. It looks like the color of green matcha tea. So what? I know that I have to do things to protect myself. So why not do them passively every day? And I think drinking matcha green tea absolutely does that.
Dr. Holly, one question I've wanted to ask you for a while is if we do something like that, no, it's good. It's just that I think people hear experts like you, and you are such a freaking smart lady. And it's so it is amazing to me all these things you know about all of these kinds of complementary medicine. How many can you do in a day? And if you're going to drink this kind of tea and it's got potassium and A and C and iron and all these things in it, then are we still supposed to use a multivitamin? Are we still supposed to get our CoQ10 and our, you know, fish oil and our vitamin D separately? And how many are we supposed to take?
Oh, it's a great, great question. It's a very broad question, but I'm going to do my best to answer it. You know, I kind of have this saying called supplement your lifestyle. So it all really depends on who you are and how you're moving through this world. There are people that are definitely burning the candle at both ends. So we think about adrenal support because we know how important adrenals are to our overall health and our sleep-wake cycle. So there's that. If people are running into, you know, inflammation, and we see that in the skin, I call it skin inflammation, then you might want to amp up your essential fatty acids, so, you know, your good fish oil, et cetera. Also, there's things called age essential nutrients. So if you get to, let's just say our age, or maybe older or a little younger, coenzyme Q10 is definitely...
I like the way you whispered, our age. That was nice. That was good.
So age essential nutrients would be like alpha lipoic acid and coenzyme Q10. And I do believe that as we age and as we're living older and older, not necessarily healthier and healthier, older and older only, these nutrients are a must to get in. So there is some individualization that can go into making these choices and making them more targeted and making them more succinct so people can be better compliant and adhere to what they want to put in place for their good health. But overall, I think when we're talking about things like matcha green tea, it's one of those things that I would say it's a must-have. Really, it's just a must-have. I mean, it promotes weight loss, that detoxification. It's hugely rich, very nutrient-dense. And nutrients, you know, they're not just a couple aisles in your local health food store. They're what drive your biochemistry, that makes your eyes focus, your liver detoxify, your digestive processes, you know, continue to be the best that they can. Nutrients are what drives our gas in the tank, and so we need to continue to get them in. And most of us, sometimes if we're on the grab and go, we don't get those nutrient-dense food. They're nutritionally valueless. So let's make it up.
Okay, so there are certain points in life when we should make sure to get certain things. And just for the sake of the listeners, when you look at your little circle of things you take in the morning and the things you do out throughout the day, how many little pills or oils or things do you take at once?
Well,
you take all these things at once?
I do, well, yes. There's many things, and people would probably shudder to see me take the handful of supplements in the morning that I take, and I take them all in one fell swoop in my mouth and down. I'm just one of those people that can do that. It's no big deal.
Wow.
You know,
that's incredible. And we're out of time.
Sorry.
So I asked you a question kind of late. Not your fault, mine. But we're coming back with Dr. Holly Lucille. So stay tuned. She has so much great information. Don't go anywhere. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.